Ceasefire under strain as Israeli attacks in Lebanon kill dozens and Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz. Renewed Israeli airstrikes hit southern Lebanon, killing and wounding civilians and testing a fragile ceasefire. The piece introduces readers to the latest clashes and the diplomacy unfolding in Switzerland as diplomats seek terms of a truce between Israel and Hezbollah, with Iran playing a key role. It also notes Iran's move to close the Strait of Hormuz and the risk to regional stability, as the United States pushes to keep negotiations on track amid ongoing fighting. Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon kill and wound civilians as the ceasefire is tested. Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz in response, raising regional tensions. Diplomats go to Switzerland to negotiate terms of a truce, but fighting continues. Civilians die in several towns amid the new attacks. The United States says it will stay vigilant and push for full compliance with the deal. Israel strikes in southern Lebanon kill 23 and injure 20 as ceasefire shows strain. Lead and context. Israeli air raids in southern Lebanon on Saturday morning left 23 people dead and 20 others injured, residents reported. The strikes came a day after a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to take hold. The Israeli military said the attacks followed Hezbollah fire on troops overnight, describing it as multiple breaches of the agreement. In response, Iran moved to shut the Strait of Hormuz, escalating regional tensions as American diplomats prepared for talks in Switzerland on the terms of a broader truce. Casualties and locations. Medical sources described the death toll across several towns. 4 members of a Lebanese family were killed when their home in Barish was struck. Another fatality was reported in Somer. The Lebanese National News Agency said a soldier died in Kafr Rumman. 3 people died in Arab Salem, and 1 person died in Deir Zarani. A drone strike on a motorcycle at the city's entrance in Tweer also caused a fatality. Iran's response and the Strait of Hormuz. The main Iranian military command announced the closure of the Strait of Hormuz to ship traffic, citing violations of the ceasefire by the United States and Israel. The move was reported by Mayor News Agency, the state outlet. U.S. forces said they remained present and vigilant to ensure compliance with the agreement and to keep it in force. Diplomatic efforts and reactions. U.S. officials sent 2 representatives to Switzerland to pursue peace talks with Iran after last-minute delays. One envoy, Steve Witkoff, had been working in the region and traveled to Switzerland with another American official, Jared Kushner, also expected on the ground for negotiations. Some key participants had not yet arrived. Vice President J.D. Vance indicated he planned to go to Switzerland in the coming days. Diplomats said mediators from the United States and Qatar had worked to secure an immediate cessation of hostilities, a step that several regional actors confirmed. An Israeli ambassador in the United States signaled willingness to honor the ceasefire if Hezbollah did the same. Additional sightings of activity included a Pakistani interior minister's midday arrival in Mashhad for talks with Iranian authorities. Conclusion: the renewed Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon highlight the fragility of the current ceasefire as both sides test the terms of a broader truce. Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz raises the risk of wider spillover and challenges regional stability, even as diplomacy advances in Switzerland. As the United States stays vigilant and pursues compliance, the immediate priority remains protecting civilians and ensuring humanitarian access. A sustainable settlement will depend on verifiable ceasefire enforcement, credible diplomatic engagement, and independent monitoring to prevent further escalation and to restore security for people across the region. Frequently asked questions. What sparked the renewed fighting after the ceasefire? Israeli airstrikes hit southern Lebanon after Hezbollah fired on soldiers. This was seen as a breach of the truce. How many people were killed in the latest strikes? 23 people were killed and 20 injured. Victims included civilians and a Lebanese soldier. What did Iran do in response to the attacks? Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz to ship traffic. The move was a reply to the fighting. What was happening with U.S. diplomacy in Switzerland? U.S. officials and Iranian envoys went to Switzerland to discuss terms of a peace deal. The talks were delayed because the fighting continued. How were civilians affected by the new attacks? Civilians died and were injured in several towns. Homes were hit, and fear grew as the ceasefire wavered.